Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Make Them Miss You Badly. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing Make Them Miss You Badly. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you need them to miss you. But you're probably sick and tired of the same old ideas being suggested over and over again. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three new ideas of how to make your ex miss you badly. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is online creativity. Now this might take a level of confidence, but perhaps you're not sure if you actually have, but you have it within you. I'm convinced you have it within you, and I want to make sure that you realise and recognise your potential. And I want you to be creative online. Now you don't necessarily have to start a podcast like I'm doing right now, although that is something you could absolutely do. Whether you start a podcast, whether you make videos on TikTok, whether you start an Instagram page, what I want you to do is showcase your creativity in a way online that your ex was not aware of. Something that maybe your ex knew you had in you, but just never expected you to actually go the extra mile and get online and start showcasing it. You're likely to have a talent that nobody else has in exactly the same way as you. And if you don't believe you do, you need to start looking a little deeper inside. We're all unique. We all have potential in different ways compared to other people. Now, perhaps you can instantly think of things which spring to mind as for what you would like to do. Maybe you want to start talking about art. Maybe you want to do a book club online where you speak about books that you've read and ask the audience to tell you about books that they've read as well. Maybe you want to do movie reviews. There you've just seen three very quick examples of how you can showcase online creativity, presenting things in your own unique style, your own unique way. Maybe you are a very creative person. Maybe you write poetry. Maybe you write songs. Maybe you're somebody who's written many short stories or produced art for the local community. Well, now it's time to get it online, start showcasing it to a wider audience, and let your ex miss you by seeing everything that they knew was within you, but never thought you had the confidence to showcase to the world. This can be very, very powerful, because if your ex was to see everything that you're presenting now to the world, they will likely see the outcome of what you do, and that would likely be praise. That would likely be people telling you how good you are at something, really helping you understand that you are a great and talented person, even though you might not believe it yourself. Now, perhaps this isn't something your ex knew you had within you. Maybe you didn't either. Maybe this is something brand new that you need to uncover by first of all joining a new class, group or club. And although I've suggested that type of element before, joining new classes, groups and clubs to grow your confidence and your skill set, what I haven't said previously is about getting it online and really starting to build an audience that enjoy what you do. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to become a business. It doesn't have to be your livelihood. It doesn't have to be what you do for a living. It could just be for your friends, for your family, for acquaintances to enjoy what you're putting out to the world. And as I've said, if and when your ex finds out about this, they're going to see the praise that you're getting. They're going to see all of the wonderful, kind comments that you're getting. And they're going to recognise that they've lost out on somebody very, very unique and special. It takes a lot of confidence to put yourself out there online. And not everybody is going to feel that this fits them. But trust me, there is going to be something you can do which really stands out to many, many people. And if you find the confidence within you to try and showcase this in whatever way it may be, and whatever medium you want to do it online, whatever website or app, whether it is visual, whether it is audio, whatever it may be, if you can put something online to show your creativity, you're representing yourself, and you're allowing people to get to know a part of you that maybe you are closed inside, maybe you were scared of showing your uniqueness. But the fact of what makes you unique is what is going to make you stand out to your ex. And this is what today's podcast is about. Make them miss you badly. They can't miss you if they don't realize what you bring to the world. And even if they do kind of know you're good at something, they might not realize that you're ever going to present it to other people. It's just going to be locked away, they think, for nobody to ever see or hear. If you get this out into the world, one way or another, whether it is on a massive, huge platform and you're trying to make a business, whether it is something much more quietly done, but still friends and family see, this shows your value. And we want your ex to miss you. We need them to miss what you bring to the world. And if you present yourself online by showcasing your creativity, that is exactly what can happen. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is apply, apply, apply. Now, when I say apply, 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 I'm talking about apply for a job. Now, you're probably listening to this and thinking, well, I've got a job. What's the point in this? I want you to apply for a job every 3 days until the end of the month. That's the challenge. Until the end of the month, I want you to apply for a new job every 3 days. That will showcase a lot of effort that you're putting in to try and apply for a type of job which is going to take you further in the direction that you want to go. Now, maybe this is connected to a better paid job. Perhaps it's to help you have a better work-life balance. Now, of course, it goes without saying, please use your common sense here and only apply for jobs that you would actually enjoy, that you would actually feel benefits you. Don't apply for jobs which are impossible. Don't apply for jobs which is going to cause you to lose a substantial amount of income that you can't afford to lose. Even if it gives you a better work-life balance, it's still got to work for you financially. You've got to make sure you're sensible with this, but I'm convinced that every few days you can apply for a job until the end of the month. And if you do this, you are more likely to have interviews. And what happens if you have interviews? Well, firstly, you're going to get better at them. And secondly, there's an increased chance of you actually being offered the job. Now, why does it matter if you get a new job? Well, it matters because it showcases your ambition. Now, people are very rarely gold diggers. No matter what you might hear people say when they're feeling bitter and angry, most people are not gold diggers. Sadly, some are, but most aren't. So this isn't about trying to earn more money to get your ex back due to you earning more money and then being a gold digger, but instead it's about showcasing your ambition. Sadly, many people are dumped for becoming complacent. They get dumped for just standing still and not moving forward. Nothing showcases yourself as moving forward better than improving your lifestyle regarding what you're doing for work. As I said, if you're looking for something which earns you more money, then great. But you might even be willing to take a very small hit on the finances if it provides you with a better work-life balance. Maybe you would be working less often. Maybe you would be working closer to home. Whatever it is, as long as it works so that you can pay your bills, if this is something which will help you live a happier life, it will likely be very attractive to other people, especially your ex. Because if you're happy, it makes you more attractive. So when you're thinking about ways to try and attract your ex back, one of the ways that seems to go underlooked a lot of the time is showcasing ambition. It's very, very important to do so. So I want you to apply, apply, apply. Every 3 days until the end of a month, apply for a new job. And of course, you can go beyond. You know, you might be listening to this podcast in months or years to come, and the end of a month is tomorrow. Now, you've got to use your common sense if that is the case and extend this challenge as long as you want. But every 3 days, I think I'm being very fair on you all. I could be saying every single day, but I wanted to give you a little bit of slack so you can get into the zone. But why stop? Why just not stay in the habit of applying for jobs on a regular basis, trying to improve your position for yourself, and the byproduct of that is becoming even more attractive to your ex. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, maybe you want help with what I'm speaking with today, in particular what we just spoke of regarding applying for jobs, because I am a life coach, not just a relationship coach. But whether you want to get your ex back, whether you want to increase your chance of just living a happier life with or without them, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about make them miss you badly. And point number three is become a local legend. Now that sounds a bit out there, so please let me add some context. I believe that you can become a local legend. And one of the best ways to become a local legend is being someone who is helpful in their local community. Now this could be in various ways. Maybe you do some volunteering. Maybe you do some charity work. Maybe you present something to the local council, the local government, the local whatever, about how you believe that your area, your village, your town, your area of the city can be improved. If you can help your community in whatever way you believe it can be helped, this is something which is not just going to help you, it's not just going to help other people, but it's going to also attract your ex. Now, if you are doing this for the wrong reason and you're doing it purely to try and get your ex back, well, people will see through you. Now, you can't be doing charity work just to try to get your ex back. But what you can do is charity work to help other people, to give back to the community, and know in the knowledge that the byproduct of this is your ex will look at you more fondly. Okay, so you can't be doing it for the wrong reason. You can't be just doing this to get your ex back. It's got to come from the heart. The effort, the desire, whatever it is you want to do in your local community, it is going to be unpaid. It's not going to give you that financial reward. It's probably going to be tiring. It's going to be a lot of effort. And you need to have a smile on your face as you do it. You must be authentic. And if you can't do that, then don't do this piece of advice. However, if you think you can, if you are listening to this and think, yeah, I want to give back. I want to help my community. I want to do some voluntary work. I want to support local things going off in my community. Well, if you get involved in that type of thing, you're going to be helping local people. You're going to be helping yourself by feeling that satisfaction of when somebody gives support, you get that warm glow inside. But on top of this, you are definitely going to be increasing your chance of getting your ex back, because I don't know anybody that would look badly on someone helping others. Helping others is a real, real important trait because it showcases empathy. And unfortunately, lots of people are dumped because their dumper doesn't believe that they have enough empathy. They don't believe that they have enough heart. They don't believe that they're kind. Now, sometimes people might listen to this, especially men, and think, well, I've heard that nice guys finish last. Well, let me tell you, when they say nice guys finish last, what people are speaking of is individuals that are in their beta males. They're not talking about nice guys who have alpha traits. You know, that's what you want to be looking at, men. You know, if you're listening to this, guys, you're trying to think, well, how can I do good, nice things without falling into the quote unquote nice guy trap? Well, there is a big, big difference. Being nice is not a bad thing. Being reliable is not bad. Being trustworthy is not bad. What is bad is being bad. Okay, what is bad is being unreliable. What is bad is being untrustworthy, not being kind, no empathy. They are bad traits. Now, the reason why you might believe that the bad boy gets the women, maybe that is something that you're thinking, I know I hear it online, people say that, is because bad boys tend to come with some alpha traits. They tend to be men of action. They tend to be guys who are chasing their dreams. They tend to be confident. They tend to be someone who is a leader. That is normally what a bad boy showcases alongside the negative traits I've just mentioned. Now, maybe the alpha traits will attract somebody in their feminine. Maybe the alpha traits will attract a woman, but it's not likely to keep in a relationship if they're behaving in a really, really terrible way. So you might get an ex back showcasing alpha traits, but if you're bad deep inside, you're not likely to keep your relationship. Similarly, if you've got the great traits, if you are a good guy, but you're in your beta and you're not showcasing leadership skills, you're not a man of action, then you might not get the girl or your relationship back anyway. because you're not showing the alpha attractive traits. So what we actually need to be in reality is the nice bad boy. We need those nice traits, but we also need to be in our alpha. That is what is most likely to increase the chance of attracting someone, especially your ex or somebody new. So when we consider today's podcast in point number 3 about helping people, becoming a local legend, stepping outside your comfort zone to help your community, that is in no way going to make you a quote unquote nice guy that people won't like. No, that is good. That is excellent. That is wonderful. Just make sure that you carry yourself with alpha traits as well. Marry those up, the good, nice traits and the alpha traits, being positive, man of action, leadership skills, and you guys will get the person of your dreams. It might not be your ex, but it'll be somebody even better if it's not. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.